Welcome to the Tuesday, December 27th, 2011 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, the holiday weekend turned out to be pretty quiet if you aren't happen to work for Stratfor. Stratfor got compromised by Anonymous this weekend. And as a result of this breach, Anonymous claims they received about 200 gigabytes of data, in particular credit card data. Apparently, Stratfor did not encrypt or otherwise protect the credit card data in its database. So as a result of this compromise, Anonymous now got all the credit card data. In addition, the attacker received the client list, which was considered confidential by Stratfor and has published at least parts of that client list. Probably the largest mistake Stratfor made was to keep the credit card data around and keep it around unencrypted in its database. There's hardly ever a good reason these days to keep the credit card data around. First of all, if you want to do subscription billing, most credit card processors can do that for you. Even if you just want to rebill the same credit card number, you typically can do that via your credit card processor. So ask a credit card processor and essentially have them take care of that risk. The actual root cause for this particular incident is not known yet, and neither Anonymous nor Stratfor released anything to that effect. My personal guess is it's some kind of web vulnerability, maybe a SQL injection vulnerability, maybe something like PHP MyAdmin or so was sitting around on that website. And then we got a minor update to Firefox. Firefox 9.01 is mostly a cleanup to come after Firefox 9. Firefox 9 apparently caused some crashes with certain plugins, and this patch will fix these crash conditions. Well, and that's it for today. Like I said, it was a quiet weekend, so let's hope that the remainder of this week between the sort of holidays remains as quiet. Thanks and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.